So now that it's official that you are actually the police chief, what is your first order of business?
First order of business is actually to go to my first swing shift briefing as chief and spend some time with the troops, talk a little bit about what I talked about at the press conference, talk a little bit about the future, talk about the budget. From there, it's a matter of reaching out to a number of community members that have expressed concern about the police department and about my selection as chief and work with them, make sure that I hear their concerns.
Okay, on that topic, how do you plan to do that since there are some concerns? How do you tackle and regain the trust of folks who had hoped for a different candidate to win out?
It's going to take some time, but what I've done is I've created a community advisory board to help me identify issues and to address them head on. And again, this board will include both critics of the department as well as friends of the department. And my hope is that these folks that have concerns, that they're willing to step up and work with me to address some of these problems, because I do think there's a lot of work to do. We're an excellent police department, but we're not perfect, and I would defy anybody to show any organization that's perfect, and I want to make sure that we get better. And this is one way to do it with input from people that have concerns as well as people that appreciate what we do.
And as far as other challenges go, what do you see as some next big challenges facing the department?
Clearly for us, it's going to be about the budget. The city's facing $110 million deficit. Our deficit target, absent some concessions, we're going to look at $30 million worth of cuts or close to it, and that potentially could be hundreds of layoffs and demotions, which clearly I would not want to see happen here. It would be really difficult for us, but our planning will include those numbers, and hopefully we'll get to a point where we don't have to lay off anybody, but it's not looking good in that regard.
How many total are in the department?
My sworn staff is right now, at least today, roughly about 1,250, but we're going to need to take it down to, at the end of this current fiscal year, July 1, down to about roughly 1,100.
Clearly, 25 years is a long time for anyone to stay in one particular place. What is it about the San Jose Police Department that keeps you there and makes you want to lead it into its next few years?
I tell you what, I've always been proud to wear a San Jose PD uniform. When I came here in 1985, I'd already been a police officer for 3 years, and you look around at all the police departments in the country, and clearly San Jose was ahead of its time with Joe McNamara as the chief. I was very fortunate to come here. I'm very pleased to learn from Chief McNamara as well as all the chiefs after that, Chief Covarrubias, Chief Lansdowne, Chief Davis. Every one of them has brought something to the table that's made this organization stronger, and I hope to do the same, bring my own style of policing to this department and continue the great legacy.
Okay, and anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I'm honored, I truly am, to lead this organization. The men and women of this police department are truly among the best professionals in this business that I've ever had the opportunity to work with. And I have had the opportunity to go around the country and look at other police departments. I'm very proud of this organization and look forward to the challenges ahead.